Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today.
Right, this time of the day, every Tuesday, we are joined by the brilliant comedian Bernard O'Shea. You can read it on irishexaminer.com, and also his book Manopause is out right now. And Bernard's on the line now to have a chat to us. Bernard, good morning.
Guys, listen to me.
Yeah.
Have either of you gone back to the cinema since lockdown?
Oh, yeah. We're very lucky. We get to go to screenings all the time.
Here's the thing. I want some rules brought in when now that the cinema going is back in full swing.
Why, right? There aren't enough rules already.
Yeah, but that's the, like, we've enough restrictions, thanks, Bernard. And, like, the cinema is fine.
No, it's not. First rule, right?
Are you Neffet in disguise?
I'm Neffet. I'm cinema Neffet. First rule is stop taking the Pick-a-Mix out of the boxes and pinching one or whatever. Oh, it's lovely. Even before we had to wash our hands and we were all more compliant in that, I have to put my little shovel in there. Why am I struggling with that plastic shovel that basically there's, I understand that them little white plastic shovels can't, you can't get up those huge giant snakes, you know, them jelly snakes.
Yeah.
I know they're no use for them. And the easiest thing to do is put your hand in. But like, I'm looking at these people, you're taking them false teeth, buy a couple of them. Do you know what I mean? Buy a couple of them. Take in, like, stop putting your hand in going, oh, that fell on the floor. Oh, I just sneakily put that in my mouth. Stop it, right? Just stop it, right?
Right.
And the other thing is, there's going to be price controls now for things because things have gone out of control, Minister. There should be price controls for the price of pick and mix at the cinema. Do you agree or not agree?
Yeah, it seems to be completely arbitrary. Although I do like in some cinemas now post-COVID, they just give you a cup and your own sanitized shovel. And the cups are great because you can wedge as much as you want in there.
Oh, the cup is a fixed price?
Well, it depends on the cinema.
Right. Maybe what they need, Bernard, is, you know the way cigarettes went anonymous in a newsagent or whatever? You walk in and you go, can I have whatever? And then they press a button and it comes out of a magical like place with no advertising on it. Maybe you just go up and go, yeah, pick a mix. I want like a quarter kilo. And then you just press a button and then you don't have to do any shoveling. It just goes like when you get golf balls at a driving range. It just feeds it into your cup and then away you go.
But then you don't get to choose. Do you know what I mean? It's always nice to have like a bit of like, you know, maybe one of those toffee chewy things with a jelly, and then the snake itself to last, and then sometimes you buy the false teeth, and you think they're like the false teeth you grew up with as a kid, the kind of more chewable ones, but they're not. They're the more sugary ones. You go, oh, I don't want them.
Actually,
you know what I mean,
you'd have to rebrand it because it's not pick and mix in my head anymore. It's just vend and mix, and you just get what you get, and you don't get upset.
You get what you get, and you don't get upset. But it's not just the pick and mix, right? It's not just. And by the way, I know people say bring in your own, and apparently you're allowed bringing your own. I didn't know this, right? But apparently you're allowed bringing. It never tastes the same.
No, it doesn't.
No. Like, I've seen all these kind of things on Instagram where lads go because they couldn't get to pubs, Guinness was a big thing, you know, a pint of Guinness. How do you replicate a pint of Guinness in your home? And all the jewelry maker things and all those surges became popular. It's the same with pick and mix. It just doesn't taste the same. There's something with the pick and mix. It's the cinema air that just makes it nice.
Yeah, I think it's the bacteria from everyone's hands giving it that extra sense of speciality.
Like Parmesan cheese.
Sprinkle some E. coli on top, please.
Yeah. Those jellies weren't fizzy when we put them in.
I wonder, does anybody, here's a good question for your listener. Does anybody now go and actually buy a ticket at the ticket counter? Or did they just, is everything bought online? You know, because I do remember a day. This is where you play your flute, kind of Irish music. Mountaineer. I do remember a day when you'd walk into the cinema and you could ask the person behind the counter, what's good? Like, what have you seen and what's good, right? I think if you were to do that today, you'd be branded a bit of a freak, would you?
Yeah. And they just say, the nachos, next.
I haven't seen that one now.
Is that Clint Eastwood? Nachos.
And Dave, this is my cherry on the cake.
Go on,
right? I've noticed I didn't mind popcorn, even though you can be sitting beside somebody that's going. There should be rules of how you're allowed to eat popcorn.
Oh, you want rules on that now? Okay, right, yeah.
I think if you're bringing in popcorn and definitely this new thing of nachos, right?
Right? New thing, Bernard. It's been in the cinema
this
for
new
15 or 20 years.
Thing of nachos,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay.
Like, I think it's fine that people go, oh, it's so new. Like, no one, like, I've never seen anybody bring in, like, turkey and ham and potatoes and cauliflower into the cinema. Do you know what I mean? It's like, people are having their dinner in the cinema.
Yeah. Right?
The thing with nachos and with this freaking cheese sauce, this feckin' cheese sauce. I am one of these people. My wife loves macaroni and cheese, right? You know this. I cannot go into the house with the smell of that. It is freaking disgusting. I cannot abide the smell of melted cheese or boiling milk. It does my freaking head in. My sister used to have boiling milk on her cornflakes growing up in the and I would have to leave the house. I cannot stand the smell of that cheese sauce, which I'm pretty sure isn't even cheese, right? So if you want that cheese sauce on your nachos, basically your dried bread, right? If you want that on your nacho, people eating food should be in a different section in the cinema. The sweet eaters and the drink eaters, and somebody having a Coke and an ice cream, fair enough, allowed anywhere. But if you're having your dinner, basically your nachos, or your, maybe not popcorn, but definitely nachos and moving upwards, like that should be in a different section.
Bernard, yesterday Dermot was on a rant about coffee, how cafes are getting coffee wrong. Today it's you in cinemas. I think you two are just getting old. That's what's happening.
No.
The world is starting to annoy you, middle-aged men.
Inefficiencies. Our brains are so heightened and perfectly tuned. We see inefficiencies. We're like Data from Star Trek.
Victor Meldrew from One Foot in the Grave. I'm not sure which one.
Okay, here's a question for you
both. I felt
both.
This way 20 years ago. Go on.
Here's a question for you both. Are either of you brave enough to eat one of those permanently rotating cinema hot dogs?
Yes, I have eaten them many times.
Like they put them on these little rollers, you know, as if movement will convey some element of freshness. Or, you know, this is just cooked. We all know it's been there since February.
It's burning calories as it rotates. By the time you get it, it's practically a health food. And Bernard, that cheese sauce is cheese adjacent, and that's fine with me. That's all I
cheese
ever want.
Cheese adjacent.
That's all I.
But
ever
as long as you're not,
be.
as long as you're not adjacent to me when you're eating it, I don't care.
fair.
Bernard, I meet you in the cinema at 2 o'clock, and we'll go and see that one called Nachos. Sounds great. Clint Eastwood's in it.
You're not allowed to go to the toilet if you're in the middle of the row.
Thanks, Bernard.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.